Well, welcome back for another season of West Platte football. Wow, that came up on us quick, and I am ready for it, though. We got on the line here Coach Jim Newsted, head coach of the West Platte Blue Jays. Coach, here it is. I know you put a lot of work in getting ready for this moment. Season upon us. Tomorrow night is when we start the 2021 campaign.
Well, it went by pretty quick. It seems like we were just talking on our last game at the end of the season last year. I know. The older you get, the days go long, but the years go quick, and that's true for me. So it's here already, and I'm excited about it, and I'm excited about what we got going on.
Well, last year, just to reflect just for a moment, thought we had a great year, what I consider a comeback type of a year. A lot of players that came back and stepped up. Some have moved on, obviously. Graduation does its toll on us from time to time, but from what I remember, we've got some players coming back that I think are pretty darn good coming back.
Yeah, we do. I mean, we graduated five seniors, and they were all instrumental in our, in what we call our turnaround season last year. But all in all, I've got 13 seniors on the team and 14 juniors. And of all of those people, five of them played for me last year. So I got lots of experience on a team. We're excited about the season. I talked to the kids a couple weeks ago. We talked about, you know, last year we kind of snuck up on some people maybe. They weren't expecting us to be as good as they thought we were, but there's no sneaking up this year. Everyone knows that we're going to play hard and be a good football team, so we're going to have to earn some more wins this year.
Well, for those people that think you just show up and play the first game, there's a lot of preparation going into that. I'm not telling you anything new, certainly, but talk about your, you know, your off-season preparation, when it actually starts for this year.
Yeah, it pretty much started as soon as school got out. You know, we went to June 8th in school this year. So when we started end of May, we were still in school, but, weight room starts in end of May, beginning of June. We had a football camp the second week in June. We went up to Higginsville, the end of that camp, and played about five or six scrimmages, did really well there. And we came back and lifted weights the rest of the summer and did some 7-on-7s on Monday nights at home. Kids did a great job lifting in the weight room this year. We got a lot stronger, a lot bigger. I mean, when I tell you the size of our line, you'll see how much bigger we got. A lot of that has to do with my coaching staff. I got a great staff. I had five coaches in this summer helping us work the kids out. We finished the year in the summer, but end of July, we had an air camp at home, the Dannemann camp. We did well there. We played well there. And then we had a week off, and then bang, we were right into practice. And we had a jamboree last week, so hopefully we've had plenty of opportunities to get better. We get stronger, so we're excited to see what these guys can do, and they're excited to actually play a game because that can be a long summer for football players without playing games.
Yes, it can be, and just kind of breaking down your different squads as far as offensive, defense, special teams, and maybe some personnel. What do you have lined up for us this year, Coach?
Well, on offense, I've got a big old line this year. You know, I had a pretty good sized line last year, but I've gained some weight, some kids. Lamar Henderson's going to be an offensive tackle for us, and he's at 6'3 and 240 pounds right now.
Wow.
This is his second year starting at tackle. Lane Scott will be my left guard next to Lamar. He started last year for me also. He's at 6'2, 220. Logan Lawson, a little sophomore boy, is going to be my freshman. I say a little boy. He's 6'1, 210, so he's not that little. Shane Schmidt we got back out, so he's going to be my right guard. He's 5'10, 260. And then Eli Harris, who got a little playing time at the end of the year last year, coming in at 6'3", 220 pounds at my right tackle. And I got two backups that can play in any spots there. Chad Jamison is a junior at 6'3", 250, and Gabe Lermer at 6'2", 230. So averaging about 220 pounds or 225 pounds on the line. So we're excited about that. We got some big boys and some big feet with some experience. And every person in my backfield got playing time for me last year. You know, Trent Taylor played wide receiver and running back for me last year. This is his fourth year starting on offense. He had 600 total yards last year in offense. Cameron Williams will be coming back at running back. He had 405 yards of offense for me last year. Emmett Sullivan will be coming back at running back at 298 yards of offense for me. Dublin Carnahan coming back and playing some running back at 215 yards. Zane Truxell playing some wing back for me, 199 yards. So I've got six seniors right there. I've got experience of playing in the backfield for me. So I've got a slew of running backs around a big line. So I'm pretty excited about that. At the quarterback position, we kind of had a little duel between Mason Montez, who was tight end last year, tried out for quarterback this year with Tanner Rowe. Him and Tanner fought out for the quarterback spot. Mason won it probably by default because Tanner broke his hand in our last scrimmage in the summer. So Mason's earned that spot. It's his spot to lose. Tanner's going to be out for a couple weeks, but he'll fit in somewhere on offense when he comes back. But Montez has done a great job throwing the ball and running our offense this summer. So wide receiver, we got Xavier Reynolds, Ty Lawson, and at tight end, we got Josh Brown. So I kind of puts my whole offense together right there. Really excited about my offense.
Yeah.
On defense.
Go ahead, Coach.
Okay.
Defense. You bet.
On defense, I've got quite a few returners, too. I've got 1, 2, 3, 4. I got 8 starters coming back that are seniors and 2 juniors coming back that started last year. So Trent Taylor, the starting corner, he was all district in 2020 and 19. Tanner Rowe at safety, who was all conference last year. Zane Truxell at linebacker, who was all district. Mason Montez at linebacker, who was all district. Cameron Williams at outside linebacker, was all district. And Lamar Henderson, who was all district and all conference at both D-line and D-tackle. So with that, I had Lane Scott and Dublin Carnahan, who got lots of experience last year at safety. Lane Scott at D-line. Emmett Sullivan at linebacker. And then Xavier and Tyler split some time at corner.
Mm-hmm.
So I've got a lot of experience there, so we're excited about our defense, too. I mean, we just have a lot of returning guys that have a lot of experience. A lot of them have played for 2 or 3 years, so the expectations are high. The kids know it, the coaches know it, and we're going to hold each other to it.
Well, that's awesome, Coach. Sounds like we got a lot of names that I called out last year.
Yeah, we do.
I'm looking forward to calling their names out quite a bit this year as well, Coach. As far as your coaching staff, I mean, you are absolutely right on. That staff you got around you, I think, is very good. So I don't know if you have any changes there at your staff, but I'm looking forward to having those people come back as well.
Yeah, my staff this year, I get it pretty much the same as I had last year. Brett Swope will be calling my defense. Mitch Geiger is my O-line coach. Taylor Gallagher will be my offense coordinator again this year. And then I picked up a man by the name of Sean Weigel. He used to be the head coach at William Jewell College.
Oh, wow.
He was actually Taylor's head coach when Taylor was the offense coordinator there. I pulled him out of retirement. He's coaching my special teams. So he's my special teams coordinator, and he's doing wide receivers and D-backs. So I've got the head coach from William Jewell and the offense coordinator from William Jewell from 2 years ago on the staff. So I can't complain there. The staff works hard. We put a lot of hours in. They know their football. They know how to relate to kids. They know how to get the best out of the kids. So I think the staff is just as important as the team. I think I got both right now.
Sounds like we've got a lot of good stuff coming up with some names we recognize. Looking forward to seeing them along with some people to fit in there. And, of course, coaching staff, it sounds very seasoned. Oh, my goodness, as compared to what you normally would have in a high school of this size. Well, I'll tell you what, we'll take a quick break. We'll talk about the Jamboree. And, hey, we've got a game this week. We'll talk about that right after this. The Bartee Law Office is the place to go for your legal needs, specializing in estate planning, elder care, probate, and real estate attorney needs. For the best representation by attorney, it's your best interest to turn to the Bartee Law Office. Give them a call at 816-386-4025. Or check out their website at barteelawfirm.com. The Tin Kitchen is the top barbecue destination in the West Platte area and has also established itself to be in the top 20 barbecue restaurants in Kansas City. Tin Kitchen's menu features pecan wood smoked meats straight from the pit, slow smoked for up to 16 hours. It features pulled pork, brisket, chicken, and award-winning barbecue ribs. Stop by the Tin Kitchen at 509 Main Street in Weston, Missouri for a fantastic barbecue dining experience or check out their catering menu at www.tin-kitchen.com or call them at 816-640-0100. Reese Nichols, Weston Bend provides a remarkable home buying and selling experience. If you're looking for residential, urban, rural properties, or historic homes in the West Platte area, you need to contact the good people at Reese Nichols, Weston Bend for the best personal service that you deserve. Do yourself a favor and give them a call at 816-640-2600 or check out their website at reesenichols.com/Weston. Or better yet, stop by their offices at 18272 Missouri State Highway 45 at Weston. At Big Buck Supply Company, they have an approach that supplies the landowner and hunter with food plot blends, feeders, mineral supplements, and blinds to enhance your hunting experience. Big Buck Supply Company's goal is to provide you with our proven products needed to manage your hunting area to create a healthier deer herd and hunting experience. Check out their products online at BigBuckSupply.com or give Chris Hyatt a call at 816-914-5972 and ask for an appointment to visit Big Buck Supply Showroom in Weston, Missouri. Well, welcome back. We got Coach Jim Newstead with us here. We actually have a jamboree we had last week, and we'll talk about the game coming up. But, Coach, I know one thing about at least a jamboree. You're able to test your team against a contender, so to speak, instead of practicing against your own people all the time. And I'm sure you got some assessment over what happened there.
Yeah, we did. We played Mid-Buck, and then we played Carrollton, and then we played – or Gallatin, sorry. Mid-Buck, Gallatin, and then we played Plattsburgh. So we had three very good, very strong teams there. There was a couple of times and parts of the jamboree we didn't do as well as I expected. We had a little bit of nerve issues, little things to work out as far as who's subbing, who's doing what, and we got caught on the defense a few times. But that's why you have jamborees, to work out those little kinks and those problems that you might come up in the first game. I thought if we played very well. I thought we moved the ball well against all three teams. I thought we ran the ball well. We had some nice passes. I thought defensively we had some good stops. So we did give up some touchdowns here and there on defense that we didn't have to, that we kind of fixed up. But like I said, that's why you play jamboree. You find out those things and what you need to do and so forth. Best thing about jamborees is you get to see your number twos get a little more playing time.
Okay, yep.
And then you see if they're able to work into their rotation with your number ones. So I played my number ones for six plays in each scrimmage, and then I played a lot of my number twos to evaluate them to see which ones can come in and help rotate. I mean, we have a lot of seniors on our offense and defense, but we still haven't developed enough depth yet. I got a lot of guys playing both ways, so we got to find some juniors and sophomores that can step in and give these guys some breaks, especially in this heat this time of year. We're going to get tired, so yeah. I think we found a few backups here or there. I think we're good to go. I think we had a good jamboree, and I think the evaluation came out pretty good.
Point you make is huge as far as depth. I mean, you can have great frontliners, but football's a long season, and there's injuries here, nicks, and you know, so that kind of thing where guys have to come out. And you bet it's important to develop that depth, and that can carry the mail a long ways for sure.
Yeah, I don't think after game three last year I ever had the same lineup because of injuries and right. Things here and there, COVID, so forth. So you got to have some depth if you want to play in a conference, especially a conference as strong as ours.
Yeah, no question about that. There's some strong teams in this conference, no question. Well, Coach, we actually have a game coming up here in, less than 24 hours as we're recording this. And I know Lone Jack has been a common opponent of us for two or three years now. And I know that they're trying to build their program. And they've had strong programs in the past that I can recall. And, Coach, I know that you guys are chomping at the bit to play an actual game, but what do you see in this team in the Lone Jack Mules?
Well, they've got three really good receivers. Number 21, I don't have a roster in front of me. Sorry about that. I forgot my roster. 21 for them and number 18 are both good receivers. 21 gets a lot of the jets and screens and so forth like that, so they're going to get him the ball a lot. He's 6'5", 180 pounds, so he's going to have a height problem with all of us. I wish I had Tanner playing because he's only 6'5 guy I got. But that being said, we're going to have to get some pressure on the quarterback, not give him enough time to get the ball at 21. We're going to have to be able to handle speed option and some other option stuff they do well. Option's a game that you have to play discipline. You can always have better athletes, but if you're not disciplined, you're going to have problems with option. So we spent a lot of time working option this week and covering dive option and speed option, some of the things they do. So defensively, I think we have a sound defense. I think we're set. Offensively, we're just going to have to cut out any mistakes. I think we can move the ball on them. I think we have the advantage on the line of scrimmage on them. So we're going to have to be able to play without mistakes, without penalties, and move the ball well. And I think we can chip away at them and wear them down after a while.
Well, very good, Coach. It sounds like team's ready. It sounds like you're ready. But I tell you what, as you mentioned somewhat through this, through our conversation so far, the heat has been, a challenge, certainly.
Oh, it's been brutal this week.
Last couple weeks and this week for sure. And I know that the officials, they're really good about it. I think earlier this time of year, where they try to get as many water breaks and this kind of thing in there. And I know, Coach, it's really all about conditioning. You know, football's kind of a strange sport. You play you play those games at 90 degrees, and you can play them in 20 degrees in the same within a period of 8 to 10 weeks. And
there's a fine line when you mess with the heat. There's a fine line. You want to get kids in shape, but you don't want to wear them out and get heat exhaustion. So yeah. We spent this week, we practiced from 6 to 8 o'clock at night. It's just been too hot in the daytime to get something done. So we try to get some shade on the field from the trees there over by the ridges by the field. So it was still hot enough for us to get workouts and get in shape. But sure. I mean, we couldn't fathom going at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. So I'm glad we play at 7 o'clock tomorrow, because it'd be too hot to play after school.
Yeah, you betcha, sir. Well, I tell you what, we wish you and the Blue Jays well in the first game of the season. We'll be down there with you at Lone Jack. We wish you much success tomorrow night.
Thanks a lot. Look forward to the season, and look forward to Blue Jay Nation coming out and supporting us. Appreciate you and everything.